the Wham Bam East Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, we are having some technical difficulties, folks. That's why you didn't hear the intro, but we're going to try to get some music on here regardless. All right, here are our special guests. Please introduce yourselves.
Tim Heller from Rock Voodoo, the band Riff Rock Funk Blues,
woo-hoo!
All original.
Oh, yeah.
And his percussionist and backup singer, Kimmy Sue Goodtrack.
Awesome. Well, welcome, guys, to SFU, and welcome back to SFU. Kimmy's actually is an alumni here. What did you study here?
Education.
Amazing. And you are a teacher now, correct?
No, I'm retired.
You're retired, but you used to teach,
yeah.
Yes.
24 years with the Vancouver School Board.
What level of education?
Grades 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Elementary, yeah. So, Tim, what kind of a kid were you growing up?
I wasn't too bad.
Yeah?
Mostly good.
Oh, okay.
Struggling to learn to play the guitar, thinking I'd never be able to do it. But, you know, one day it started working out.
Yeah.
I started writing all these songs, 120 songs now.
And we're going to talk about those songs. 120, my goodness.
Yeah, I would have written more, but I was too busy in the film industry. So.
Right.
You know how that sucks up 12, 16 hours a day.
Those of you who are in the film industry, you know all about that because Vancouver's got a lot.
And that's a warning to you.
All right, and you guys have a gig coming up. Tell me about it.
Well, tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? March 28th at the Princeton on Powell. Yeah, we'll be rocking out there tomorrow night.
Yeah, so, have you played there before?
Yeah, a number of times in the past, yeah. Fairview, the Roxy, and most places in Vancouver.
That's right, you did the circuit. Okay, tell me about your other bandmates.
Well, Jimmy Keys is not going to make it. The tariffs are taking him away across the border. So he's we got a sax player coming tomorrow night, Jerry Porter. And Mackenzie Gray is going to sing a few songs. He's going to do some cover tunes like Get Back and some Beatles and some Stones. And we're going to do our original set. And we got Brian Berry, AKX, Rex Wrecker from the Wreckers. And he was in the band, award-winning band, Fidgetal.
Fidgetal, okay.
Yeah, so he's a monster on the bass, and we call him the Voodoo King. He's got lots of names, but the Voodoo King we call him. And then we got a new drummer, Kevin. We've been just working him in this week because, we had to.
All right.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have had a drummer.
All right, and the last time when we did our interview, it was on location at Lanaloo's,
yes,
at a Halloween show.
Yes, the,
yes,
Gravedigger's Ball.
The, well, Gravedigger's Ball, yes. Yeah. And like at that show, you had like these huge, gigantic skulls and a whole bunch of Halloween decor. Are you bringing any decor for the next one or no?
No, I will save that skull for Halloween and the Gravedigger's Ball, which we hope to do again this year. And I actually can't see anything when I wear that thing.
Oh, wow.
It's so massive and no eye holes. So I'm playing guitar blind when I do that. So, but it works out if I play one song on that and then I have to take it off to sing. So.
And to breathe, yes. All right, Kimmy, when did you start doing music?
I'm a visual artist and author. And through the years, I always hung around musicians. And about, 30 years ago, as the, visual artist, they said, well, why don't you, try the drum? And I'd go, okay. Or why don't you try and sing? So I would say, okay. So I was in a band called the Urban Ghost Band for years. And we played all over the place. And
even Bumper Shoot down in the States, right?
It did, too. And it's just, it's a passion.
Amazing. And then you also do artwork like how he had his beads on his hat, but you do something like that as well?
Well, yeah, I'm a Lakota.
Lakota.
Lakota First Nations.
Yes.
And I'm an abstract artist.
Abstract artist, okay.
And so I might do sort of a landscape, but in the, the mountain area, I will put native design. Like this symmetrical. That is our, our
Lakota original
art.
Kind of, yeah.
I don't do West Coast art.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So everybody has their own sort of style and symbols and stuff. So
right. And when I think of Lakota, I think of the medicine.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you use it?
I have.
Yeah. I love it. Do you know we're talking about him? No. Okay.
Yeah, I do, actually.
You do? Okay.
But Kimmy's a descendant of Lakota that came up from the Battle of Little Bighorn.
Oh, okay.
There was 5,000 Lakota that came to Canada.
Mm.
And most of them went back to Dakota, but a few hundred stayed in Canada.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's hear one of your songs here. And this one's called The War Song. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's a bit of a heavy one, and we did added another guitar here, got two guitars on it, and the lead solo, and it's a bit of a heavy one, but it's a bit political, too, I guess you say, about the Middle East and war, and but it's a rocker.
Here we go on CJSF.
Wait for the lead solo at the end.
90.1 FM.
Years.
awesome.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, baby. That's what we like. And if you love rock and roll, remember, the Pemberton is where you want to be tomorrow night. What time do you guys start?
The Princeton.
Yes, what time do you guys start?
Around 9 o'clock, just after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, so you can come a little before and get some drinks, right?
That would be going late.
That's right. And then what do you guys like to drink?
Scotch and ginger ale.
Scotch and ginger ale. How about you for you, Timmy?
Not a big drinker.
Same.
Though.
Same. Oh, you're both. Okay, excellent. And talking about drinks, did you guys have a great time in Mexico?
Yeah, it was pretty wild. I thought we were the Beatles and Hamburger or something. We were playing to 3 in the morning and, set up, tear down. The other night, I think we went to 4 in the morning. There was no rules at this club, right?
Wow.
So we're just trying all kinds of songs. It was all original, and we had this amazing bass player from Mexico, mm-hmm. and John Michael on drums.
Victor.
And, yeah, Victor, yeah. Amazing musician, this guy.
Yeah, and you guys are nice and tanned, I noticed. Yeah,
bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of tan. Oh, yeah, we like that color. Yeah. Okay.
We did barely make it to the beach.
You barely made it to the beach? Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Especially going so late. Oh, let's get up.
Right. And any tips for first-time people going to Mexico? What can you recount? Like, how hot is it? What are we talking about?
It wasn't terribly hot because it's not as far south as, you know, Zihuatanejo, Acapulco, and those other places. So it was 26, 27 Celsius, I guess.
Where did you go? So you went to
Cabo. Yeah,
Cabo, yes.
Cabo San Lucas, on the very tip of the Baja.
Mm.
Yeah. Rio Cortez on one side and the Pacific on the other.
Oh, beautiful.
Saw about 50 whales.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rode some horses.
And you rode some horses? Nice, yeah. Nice. What about any of the, what do you call the kind of the pyramid stuff?
No, not there.
Not there.
No.
Okay.
That's other areas of Mexico. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they got over there. Too dry. I mean, there wasn't much in Cabo 30 years ago. It was just a little quiet little fishing village.
Okay. And now a lot of Canadians back down there?
Tons of Canadians, left and right. Yeah.
All right.
And I go like, well, so where are you from? Surrey.
Okay. All right. You guys brought your instruments today. Tell me about them.
Well, I got an old Gibson here. This is like a 1952 Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sort of like a J45, but it doesn't have the paint job, so it's all natural wood.
Natural, yes. And I see some Moroccos.
Yeah, shakers.
Some shakers.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so yeah, you're going to be doing that today. And
yes.
They're going to be playing live, folks. And tell me about the first song that you're going to play.
Well, we could do Love Crime first, or Love is the Only Way to Save the World, and then we got this one about children of war. So we got Love Me Now.
And Love Me Now. We'll see how many we could play, and let's see if this computer is working, because we're having some crazy technical issues, and let's see if this works. There you go.
Ich bin Arndt Pöltner von Radio Goethe. Ihr hört Mike mit Noise of Corporate right here on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Hello, this is Arndt Pöltner, host of Radio Goethe. You're listening to Mike and his Noise of Corporate, celebrating the indie noises of the 90s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
All right, so we're going to play a recorded song, and you're going to tell me a little bit about this one called Love Me Now.
Yeah, this was an instrumental that we started a while back with my old band with David Charles Innes, which unfortunately he passed away cancer-related recently, and we were childhood friends and had a childhood band, and then we had a band called The Underground. There's one song on YouTube called Too Much Under the Underground. So this is a song that we took our tapes and had them transferred to digital, and it's just one of these unfinished songs that we finished off. We added some violin and some vocals, and it's a lot of keyboards in there played by David Innes, and he's on the bass, and and Kimmy's on vocals, and I am on vocal, and it's an instrumental mostly, but with some singing.
And is that where you do the jump?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody must do the jump.
Right? You got to do the, yeah. All right. You have another show coming up at the Wise Hall. Tell me about that one.
Well, this is to be super rock voodoo, where mm-hmm. we add the keyboards and background vocals. And, yeah, we're just taking it to another level because rock voodoo in the past has mostly been a power trio.
Mm.
Kind of a takeoff of Cream, Eric Clapton and the boys back in the day. So it's a modern spin on that. But now, yeah, we want to take another level, adding, some ripping organ, kind of like Deep Purple-ish.
Oh. You know,
Born to Be Wild kind of organ.
And, mm-hmm.
And other keyboard sounds, but and then background singers, because which we haven't had. I love the harmonies, like the Beatles and stuff like that. So
nice.
We want to make that happen in the future.
Yes, exactly. All right, so you guys ready to perform?
Yes. There we go. We're got ready. One microphone's going to do it all.
One mic's going to do it all. All right. And Kimmy's got her shakers. We'll let you take it away whenever you're ready.
2, 3, 4.
Find your love. Why?
amazing, guys. Yeah.
Thank you, Linda. That's great.
This is awesome. All right.
Thank you. We have another love song called Love is the Only Way to Save the World.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know if we want to do that right away.
Oh, it's up to you. You guys go ahead.
It's my favorite.
That one's your favorite. Okay, right. Awesome.
I actually believe in that song.
Who doesn't believe in Love is the Only Way to Save the World? Well, we'll do a jam version of this one here. It's a song we're starting to work on. It's one we want to record in the future.
Amazing. All right. So, yes, that totally reminded me of the Beatles. And then you had a Beatles hat coming in today.
I did, too.
Do you have a favorite Beatle?
It would have to be Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Yes.
How about you, Tim?
John Lennon, please. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes.
I actually spent a whole day with Ringo once.
No.
Yeah, on a film shoot.
No.
At the Orpheum, yeah. And I even got video to prove it.
Wow. Okay, so what's he like?
Oh, he was super nice. Super nice. He came in the morning, and you could hear a pin drop. Everybody just went quiet. Oh, my God, here's Ringo Starr, right?
Yes.
He walks up the aisle. We'd started at 1 in the morning to light the Orpheum to be ready for when Ringo came in. And so we had a seat all worked out, and nobody knew what to say. And the first assistant director just went, Ringo, we'd like you to sit in seat number 12. And Ringo just pulls out a piece of paper out of his pocket. Well, my ticket says number 19. And everybody laughed, broke the ice, and we got on with the work of the day.
Oh, fantastic.
He was like that all day, just cracking jokes all the time, just a comedian, really.
Yeah.
All the Beatles were comedians.
Let's talk about your influences. Like, who are you guys listening to?
Oh, friggin' everything is good, you know? From the Beatles to Led Zeppelin to Jimi Hendrix to Nirvana, Soundgarden, all the good stuff. You know, Talking Heads, The Cars, loved a lot of that new wave stuff. Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yes, love Wings.
But The Police, but love Talking Heads.
How about you, Kimmy? Who did you listen to while you were growing up?
I was into the blues. So I loved Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee and, let's see. My mind's a sieve right now. And I went to the Chicago Blues Festival.
Yes.
That was one of my, bucket list. And I didn't recognize any of the names because, they're all past now. But there's a whole new generation of blues singers coming
there
up.
There are, yes.
So when you go to Chicago, it's all just all wonderful new young people.
Okay, and are you listening to any of the new stuff now, or just you just prefer the old classics?
No, I'm still, the old classics.
Yes.
So. I got to turn around to some Joe Bonamassa. Man, that guy is the King Bee or whatever you want to say for guitar playing. He is a monster. I think he's had more number one blues albums than B.B. King.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Joe Bonamassa. Yeah, he's the monster.
Okay, so you're going to start playing another song. Tell me about the next song you'd like to play.
Well, I was wondering if you had any reverb.
No.
Oh, bloody hell.
I don't.
We're going to do it dry. Getting a lot of bass coming through here, but so I don't know if it's like that. Okay.
doing hay before the teachings take you away. It's easier to hate than it is to love if you teach your children this way.
Beautiful.
That's for the children of war. And there's too many of them.
There are. Oh my gosh, there's too many, exactly. Okay, now we're going to talk about John in the house because he couldn't make it today, and I know he's listening right now.
Bloody wanker, sitting at home having a cup of tea, just hanging out, you know, not here.
Yes, tell me, how did you meet him?
I think we were playing a festival on the streets of Vancouver. Ah, geez, that's a while ago. Yeah, I think that's where it was. And he saw our band playing, and him and his buddy booked us into the fan club, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, this is, you're making me think here.
Right.
It hurts.
Yeah, because you've known him for a few years.
Yeah. I mean, that's like 10 years ago or something.
Right.
So I saw him here and there, and he'd come out to our gigs, and then I moved out his way. He's out in White Rock, so I'm out that way, and we got together a couple few times, and yeah, he's come to quite a few rock voodoo gigs, and he's done photography and video, and some of his video work is on some of our videos in Rock Voodoo TV on YouTube. Rockvoodoo.com is down right now because they're building a new one, but yeah, Rock Voodoo Television or on YouTube is where you can see some of the videos.
Yes. So be sure to follow. And would you like anyone to follow you guys on social media?
Yeah. Join us on Facebook because that's the only one we're on.
Okay. All right. And I brought the Wheel of Spiel.
I was wondering what the heck that
was. Yes. So you guys get to spin it. Oh, and then we're going to talk about whatever topic it lands on. Okay. So it doesn't have to be music.
So
it
we're not going to win any money?
We're not going to win any money. But yeah.
Man.
We'll get you. Why don't you spin it first, Tim?
Okay. Spinorama. Here we go. Oh, yes. Here we go. It's very pretty and all colorful. Happiness, hobbies, food.
Food! I don't want to talk about food. Let's
He spun it again, folks.
Movies, okay.
Movies.
I've worked
Let's
in movies all my life.
So. Yes, okay. Any favorite movies that you've worked on that you're allowed to talk about?
Well, right away, working with Jack Nicholson on The Pledge was amazing. He was a real trooper. No whining from him. We shot all night in forests and snowstorms. And yeah, he was great. Yeah. Then when he was done, it's, okay, can I have a drink now? Smoke a doobie.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's quit that stuff now. I don't know. He's, you know.
Okay. Yeah. But, so working on film, do you actually get to enjoy watching the films afterwards?
Yeah. I mean, you're always kind of behind camera. You sort of see it from behind camera. So, yeah, you think, oh, yeah, we had a light over here. We were doing this over there. I was standing over here. But one of my favorites was Robin Williams. I worked on four movies with him. But Jumanji, the original Jumanji.
Jumanji, yeah.
Robin Williams had a director's deal, part of his deal, where he could do any take he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So any crazy idea he come up, he could try it. So you do the director's version and the Robin Williams version, and then they would pick what they wanted to do.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. And that was filmed in Vancouver or parts
of
it?
Yeah, yeah. And really? The Wave Tank pool in UBC, where we built a house inside it, and that's when it floods up and it turns into the jungle, and there's the alligators running through there, and Robin had to ride the alligator. And,
oh, really? All right.
Yeah, I got some video of that, too, actually. I put that on YouTube.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it was so funny. He was ad-libbing the thing. He was having sex with that alligator, actually. I'm sorry to say, but yeah, he was pumping the alligator.
You heard it here first on the Wham Bam East Van Show, folks.
Your mother was a suitcase.
Okay, Kimmy, you get to spin the wheel of spiel.
Okay, here we go. Games.
Games.
Video games, board games, card games.
Yeah. And any board games or that you like to play or?
Oh, jeepers.
I mean, how about when you were teaching? Were there any games that you played that the kids really enjoyed or?
Jeez. They were into video games, right? I mean.
You must have played some games in the school.
I've never played a video game. You know, I'd take them to the computer lab. Well, remember, mm-hmm. when I started teaching,
yeah.
there were no computers in the classrooms.
Back in the day, right?
She's dating herself.
Wasn't there one at least where they shared?
No.
No?
No, but then the first one.
How did you
one...
do that when you were born in 1980?
Okay.
Go, Kimmy. Okay.
Catch your breath, yes.
But, the children were already, you know, way more clever than me when it came to computers. So the teachers, we all would be crying in our classrooms doing report cards because we all forgot to press save. And you know, I mean, it was a big learning curve. But I taught the little ones computer, and I would say, I'd go around and they had computer games, and there's this one little kid that could do everything on there, and I'd say, oh, let's go watch Joe.
And basically, he'll teach us.
Yeah, Joe taught all the children how to do computers, but they already knew.
Right, right. Yeah. So what do you think of the kids now that they're too much into computers?
Yeah, I think children should be outside playing.
Right, yes.
I mean, when we were kids, as soon as, you know, cartoons were over in the morning, we were outside the whole day. And, you know, we made up our own games and played hide and seek until it was dark.
Right. That's how it was back in the day. Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yes.
All that time we spent outside. Actually, I think about it. That's probably the first time I started singing. Backyard singing about the dog or whatever, you know.
Right, yeah, yeah. So did you play for your classmates or anything like that? Was there any talent competitions that you did?
Well, it makes me think of grade 6 when I sang the Beatles' Let It Be in front of the class. So that's probably was my first performance.
Oh, wow. So you're influenced right from the get-go. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I was like 4 or 5 when I got into the Beatles. So
there was a few.
Went backwards. I started buying records backwards.
Backwards.
You know, I loved a lot of the stuff the late 60s.
Yeah, there's a few Beatles tribute bands. Have you watched them?
Yeah, Rain's a very good one.
Yeah.
There was a Fab Four. Fab Four.
I used to watch them. Yeah. And yeah.
There's some good ones out there for sure.
Okay. And you said you wrote some books.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, yeah, as a visual artist, right, and an educator, I try to, you know, integrate the two. And I created 5 books about First Nations, you know, things, ABCs of our spiritual connection. It was on Sesame Street. And 1, 2, 3, 4, First Nations Explore. And 8 early readers.
Wow.
Yes. So I'm up to 13 books now.
Oh, and fantastic.
And she created a children's television series, too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I was the first children's show on Aboriginal People's Television Network. It was called Wonkaisha.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean?
That means sacred one,
sacred
children.
One. Mm.
You're supposed to treat children in a sacred way so they know that they're sacred. They treat each other in a sacred way. They treat the animals, the air, the earth, the water in a sacred way.
Fantastic.
So that's my thing.
Can we see some of these clips on YouTube or anything like that?
Yeah, they're all on YouTube now. Wankaija and Art Zone. It's a show about creating arts and crafts with recycled materials.
Oh, fantastic. All right, we got a few more minutes here, folks. Did you guys want to play another few more songs?
Oh, I don't know.
I know, right? Yes. Why not?
They're also electric, you know, just like electric.
Yes. It's rock voodoo. It's not ukulele.
Not acoustic. Yeah, it's not acoustic voodoo, but we're going to try.
Yeah.
How about this one?
Okay, we got a request here.
All right, here's Rock Voodoo on CJSF. We're playing live, folks.
Lonely world. makes a lonely world.
Woo! Yes, very deep song there. And I'm feeling like the kids that kind of grew up during COVID, they didn't really get to play out, like, and, you know, connect with other kids as much as like our generation did, right? So I don't know, any tips for this new generation, like how can they get out more? Any, like, because, like, I feel like they get a little shy, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there any tips you guys can give so they're not, they don't feel so lonely in this world?
Get a dog.
Get a dog, yeah. That helps.
And
yeah,
take her for a walk.
That's right. And a lot of people just say hello to dog owners, right? They just come up right up to you. Yeah.
Yeah, do some forest bathing.
That's a good one, too. Yes.
Big one on beach bathing, too.
Oh, yes. And I noticed one of your new songs, you actually have like a girl kind of dancing in the beach there. Yes, I was watching some of your videos.
Oh, How Can Love Be Wrong?
Yes, yes, How Can Love Be Wrong one. Yes. So who's the model there?
That is Ginger.
Ginger, yes.
Yeah, she was a model and an actress.
And an actress.
And now a mother.
Oh, and a mother. Yeah, okay.
She had a son and a daughter. And yeah, she works in a theater in North Vancouver. And
oh, so that film, it was filmed right in North Vancouver.
The video?
The video, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember the name of that beach, but yeah, it looks towards town in a couple of the shots. Yeah, it was some little grotto, actually. They actually destroyed that grotto, come to think of it. Yeah, it was a beautiful grotto, and the people lived above there didn't like it or something.
Oh.
And they had a great cost. They put a pile of rock in this grotto.
Oh, my goodness. What is wrong with these
kids? Kids were going in there partying or something. That was their way to stop it. But it's a shame because it was a cool little spot.
Well, I'm glad you at least recorded that. And, who's the videographer?
We did that one ourselves.
No, you just put
it's a GoPro on a stick and just some SLR, you know, just some still cameras on video mode. And
look at that. Okay.
Yeah. And Brian Surrett did a great job at editing it.
Oh, fantastic.
The editing really made it.
All right. And we're going to be back with more rock voodoo.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. To protect endangered species, it's critical to know the specific habitat they need. For example, the desert tortoise requires hot, dry conditions, but not so hot and dry that the flowers it eats wither and die. So when a federal agency lists a species as threatened or endangered, it maps areas that provide what's called critical habitat. The designation helps guide conservation efforts.
But most critical habitat was developed without thinking about climate change.
Ted Weber of the nonprofit Defenders of Wildlife says drought, heat, and sea level rise are transforming many areas.
What may have been suitable habitat in the past may not be suitable habitat in the future.
His research shows that many species' designated critical habitats overlap little with maps of climate refugia, places that are less vulnerable to climate impacts, and they mostly lack protected corridors that would help species move as the climate warms.
So that means that unless changes are made, so for example, incorporating more climate refugia and corridors, these species may not survive into the next century.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
And we are back with Rock Voodoo. And remember to catch them at the Princeton Friday night, folks. Yes. Who are you playing with again?
Rock Voodoo and Rock Voodoo.
Oh, there's no other, there's no opener?
Well, we're going to have a few guests.
Yes.
Yeah. Mackenzie Gray is going to come out and sing, and Jerry on sax, and we be jamming.
That's right. Okay, well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van!
Yeah, baby! Thanks, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Meddy signing out.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing. Silent Crimes Broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.